the connection and aliveness we yearn for. These roadblocks develop in reaction to developmental and shock trauma, and the related nervous system dysregulation, disruptions in attachment, and distortions of identity. The goal of the Neuroaffective Relational Model, NARM, is to work with these dysregulations, disruptions, and distortions, while never losing sight of supporting the development of a healthy capacity for connection and aliveness. In this book, we address conflicts around the capacity for connection and explore how deeper connection and aliveness can be supported in the process of healing developmental trauma. Although the original intention was to write a book for clinicians, it soon became clear that NARM's understanding of the profound ambivalence human beings have about connection could be helpful to anyone on a path of self-discovery seeking new tools for self-awareness, growth, and healing. This book will be useful to clinicians who are looking to add a new dimension to their clinical practice, but it also stands alone as a guide for those interested in developing a greater capacity for connection and well-being. Many systems of psychotherapy are based on the medical model of disease, and as a result, they focus on psychopathology. Commonly, psychotherapy investigates a person's past and seeks to identify the dysfunctional cognitive and emotional patterns that underlie psychological problems. However, as new information emerges on how the brain and nervous system function, traditional psychological methods have come into question, and the need for new clinical approaches has become increasingly clear. It now appears that it is a misguided assumption to think that if we know what has gone wrong in a person's life, we will also know how to help that person resolve their difficulties. For example, we now know that when we focus on dysfunction, we risk reinforcing that dysfunction. If we focus on deficiency and pain, we are likely to get better at feeling deficiency and pain. Similarly, when we focus primarily on an individual's past, we build skills at reflecting on the past, sometimes making personal history seem more important than present experience. Healing developmental trauma introduces the neuroaffective relational model, a somatically based psychotherapy that focuses on supporting an individual's capacity for increasing connection and aliveness. It is a model for human growth, therapy, and healing that, while not ignoring a person's past, more strongly emphasizes a person's strengths, capacities, resources, and resiliency. NARM explores personal history to the degree that coping patterns learned early in life interfere with our capacity to feel connected and alive in the present moment. NARM helps build and expand upon our current capacity for connection to our body and emotions, as well as to our capacity for interpersonal connection, capacities that are, as we will see, intimately related. 5 biologically based core needs. NARM recognizes 5 biologically based core needs that are essential to our physical and emotional well-being: the need for connection, attunement, trust, autonomy, and love, sexuality. When a biologically based core need is not met, predictable psychological and physiological symptoms result. Self-regulation, sense of self, and self-esteem become compromised. To the degree that our biologically based core needs are met early in life, we develop core capacities that allow us to recognize and meet these needs as adults. Being attuned to these 5 basic needs and capacities means that we are connected to our deepest resources and vitality. Although it may seem that humans suffer from an endless number of emotional problems and challenges, most of these can be traced to early developmental and shock trauma that compromise the development of one or more of the 5 core capacities. For example, when children do not get the connection they need, they grow up both seeking and fearing connection. When children do not get their needs met, they do not learn to recognize what they need, are unable to express their needs, and often feel undeserving of having their needs met. To the degree that the internal capacity to attend to our own core needs develops, we experience self-regulation, internal organization, expansion, connection, and aliveness.